We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Sukkah, Halacha Dalet. Inyan Sukkah V'luluv, Al Pi Amaymar Vayhi Miketz, Ki Marachamim Yenahagim, Ayin Shom B'Likutei Moran Tanina, Simen Zayin. This halacha is going to be based on one of the awesome chapters of Likutei Moran, Torah Zayin, in the second half. Rav Nosson Zal begins. First he's going to summarize the Torah, and then he'll go into his discussion. Ki ikar horachmonus lahoitzi Yisrael meavoinois, ulahoyer bohem hadas, ulehishtadel lahoyer beben vetalmid. We know that in the Welt there's an expression, oh, it's rachmonus on this person, he doesn't have any parnosa, it's rachmonus on this person, his shalom bayis, it's rachmonus. Rabbeinu Zal says there's all kinds of rachmonus, but the ikar horachmonus, the greatest rachmonus is, to take Yidden out of Averois, to get them out of Averois, and to give them Das. And Rabbeinu Zal proves it from a simple Gemara. There's a Gemara that says, Ein Misa B'loi Chet, Ein Yisurim B'loi Ovain. That a person doesn't die without sin, and a person doesn't suffer without sin. So death and suffering are related to one thing, Ovain. So if we can give a Yid what he needs not to do Ovain, then he won't have mace, he'll be alive, and he won't have suffering. So that's obviously the greatest rachmonis of all. The greatest rachmonis of all is the tzaddikim who inject das into Klal Yisrael. They give us the das not to do averois, to be able to live without doing averois and get rid of all the averois in the past. That way the person won't die, he'll live, he'll be alive. We know Rishon b'chayim kruya mesim. You don't have to physically die to be dead. A person can be walking around eating chocolate cake dead, you know, if he's a Rosha. The Gemara says he's dead. He looks alive to you, but he's very, very dead. So if we want people to be alive and no suffering, das. The key is to be zoche to das. To give them, to take them out of Averois, to give them das, and to try to do everything we can to shine this das into bonim and talmidim, children and students. Valideze zoichin lemakifin shehem ikar shiashua olam haba. And Rabbeinu Zal says that a person who does this, a person who empties out his das to other people, he shares his das with other people, you know what Hashem does? Hashem gives him more das, much more das. Hashem gives him his makifin, things that he didn't know and that he couldn't understand till then. Hashem gives it to him because he's giving away his das to other people. And that's the ultimate pleasure of Olam Haba. In Olam Haba, we're constantly going to be zeicha to new makifin, to higher and higher and higher and higher levels of seichel. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, Mo Rav Tuvcha Asher Tzafan Toli Riecha. What is this incredible goodness that you, Hashem, have hidden away and reserved for you, those who fear you, those who respect you? V'tzorich sheyeh lahatzadik bechinas koil. Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that the tzadik has to have the concept of koil. He has to be able to relate to everybody, everything. As the pasuk says, "Bechinas ki choil b'shamayim v'oretz." It says, "L'cha Hashem hagedula v'hagvura v'atiferes v'anetzach v'ahoid." It lists those first five spheroids. Gedula is chesed, and so on and so forth till hoid. Then it says, "Ki choil b'shamayim v'oretz." It's brought that the two words ki choil are bigimatria yesoid. Yesoid, which is the tzaddik, the tikkun habrit. So the tzaddik has to have this bechin of koil. Ki choil b'shamayim v'oretz. That's what he's referred to. He's the one who has to be able to unite heaven and earth. The most learned people, the greatest tzaddikim, and the greatest rishoim, he's the one who has to be able to relate to both of them and to bring both of them close to Hashem. To be able to shine the light of Torah and the light of Yiddishkeit into the Dore Mala, those who are on a very high level, and those who are on a very low level. To be able to show those people who are very advanced, who are on a very high level, that they don't know anything. They haven't begun to know anything about Hashem yet. He has to be able to show them that. Bechinas aye mekoyim kevoidoy, where is Hashem? He has to give them the realization that they don't have anything yet. Bechinas ma chomis, ma pishpesh, what do you see? What do you know? ulehefech ledore mata, and to those people who are on a low level, shoich neofor, those people who are mamish lying in the dirt, hamunochim bidyuto hatachtoino, who are on the lowest places, shenidmelahem, shem rechoikim ma'oid mimene yisborach, where it seems to them that they're very far from Hashem, laharis lahem shashem imam. The tzaddik has to be the one who can show them that Hashem is right with you. You are mamish connected to Hashem. You can talk to Hashem this second, any minute you want, instantaneous connection. Because Hashem is everywhere. Hashem's kavod is everywhere. You're on the 99th floor, 99th basement. Hashem is right there with you. You go down to 999, He'll be right there with you also. V'al-yedei klolius ben v'talmid, and by bringing together the concept of the son and the student, the child and the Talmud, because Rabbeinu Zal says over there, a person has to be zoicha to teach Torah to his children, v'shinantom levonecho, and to Talmidim. Each person has to have Talmidim, people who he shares his Torah with. And through the combination of both, aydezeh meir b'sha soachilo he'oras harotzoin. That person is zoicha that when he eats, there's a light. Hashem shines upon that person a light of rotzoin, where the person has a deep, deep desire for Hashem that's above everything. It's above all seichel, above all madregas of kedusha, a total yearning and desire for Hashem. Bechinas ma poal keil. What has Hashem achieved? Ayin shom, as Rabbeinu Zal explains here in the Likutei Ram, that's one of the largest, most powerful chapters in the Holy Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on all of these things. Rav Nosson Zal just gave us a couple of bits and pieces, you know, of the highlights. Paragraph Aleph. V'hine muvan shom, it's explained there, she'ikar he'oras ben v'talmid, hulahoitzi Yisroel me'avoinois, lohor bohem hadaskanam. That the most important thing, when we're talking about teaching children, or teaching students, the person could teach somebody how to ride a bicycle. A person could teach somebody how to swim. There's all kinds of important limudim. The most important limud to bonim and talmidim is how not to commit sins, to get them out of averos, to give them the das that they need not to do averos. Lahoyer bohem hadas kanal. Vehine b'yom kippurim hoyo slichas avoinos. Yom Kippur is the day of forgiveness from sins. V'yotzu Yisroel me'avoinois. The Yidden have exited completely from averois. V'aydeze zochu l'das. When a person is out of sin, he has das. Ki ikar hadas hu k'she yotze me'avoin. Because the real das is when a person is zoicha to be far removed from sin. Shehu ruach shtus. The Gemara says, that if a person does averos, it means he's in ruach shtus, which is the opposite of das. Ruach shtus means foolishness. The most foolish thing a human being could possibly do is an avera, to go against Hashem. So what causes people to do averos is foolishness. Yom Kippur, we wash away all the foolishness, we get rid of all the averos, we get rid of all the foolishness, which means what remains? Das. Now we have das. V'yalkein b'yom kippurim be'erev tzoyakim Hashem hu elokim. That's why on Yom Kippur, at the end of Nila, at the end of Yom Kippur, we cry out that Hashem is elokim. Ki oz achas slichas u'avoinoi zoichen lo das ki Hashem hu elokim. Because once all of our averos have been forgiven and removed, now we have das. And the highest level das is to know that Hashem is the melech. Hashem is everything. Bechinas ato horeso lo das, ki Hashem hu elikim. That's shleimus hadas. When a person knows what Hashem is all about. Ki ze ikar hadas lo das, ki Hashem hu elikim. Ki mavoyer sham, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in that Torah in the Likutei Moran. Ayin sham, look over there, you'll see it explained. Nimtza shebiyom kippurim shoyos slichas avoinos v'zochu l'das ze bechinas he'oras ben v'talmid. So on Yom Kippur, when we were zeicha to have our sins forgiven and we're zeicha to das, we learned earlier that das is what you communicate to your children and to your students. V'al kein, and again, students here means any yid whom you're sharing your knowledge with. At that moment that you're sharing, he's the mekabel, you're the mashpia. He's a bechinas talmud to you at that moment. V'al kein, achar yom kippurim nichnosim besukah, shehi bechinas makifin. Now you'll understand why right after Yom Kippur, we go into the sukkah, which is makifin, as we learned in previous halachas. The sukkah, it encircles us like a baby in the mother's womb. Through Yom Kippur, which accomplishes forgiveness of sins, through which we're zeichet to das, bechinas he'oras ben v'talmid, which means we have this das now to give over to bonim and talmidim, then the person is zeichet to makifin. He's zeichet to receive that seichel that he didn't know before, which is like a halo around his head. Makif, shehim bechinas sukkah. That's what the sukkah symbolizes. Bechinas morav tuvcho asher tzofanto lirecho. What is this wondrous goodness that you have hidden away and reserved for those who respect you? Ukeshe zeichin lemakifin elu. And when a person is zeichet to these makifin, tzorich sheyeloi bechinas koil. He has to have that darga called koil. He has to have that ability to include everybody. Bechinas ki choil bashamayim v'oretz, to unite heaven and earth. De ochid b'shmayavara, to hold on to and to make one from heaven and earth. V'ze bechinas lulav, shu bechinas hatzadik, bechinas koil, bechinas tzadik katomor yifrach kemuva. That's the concept of the lulav. The lulav symbolizes the tzadik, because we know that a tzaddik is compared to a date palm, from which lulavim come from. Tzaddik katomor yifruch. Ki halulav yarbaminim meramzim al kol b'chinesanal. Because the lulav and the other three things that go with it are marames to what we're speaking about here now. Meaning, this concept of de'ochid b'shmai of a'ara, being able to make one out of heaven and earth. Shemeir bedore malo ubedore mato. The fact that the tzaddik shines his light, his yediyah satoira, his everything, to people who are on a very high level and people who are all the way down. Shemare ledore malo, he's the one who has the ability to show the people who are on a very high level, advanced, bechinas machomis, what do you see? What do you see? What do you know? You don't know anything compared to what there is to know. The tzaddik who knows millions of times more than them, he's able to show them, you think you know already. You learn Shas Bavli, Shas Yerushalmi, you learn the Zohar, because you think you're finished? You didn't even start yet. And his level of understanding of Hashem, understanding of Yiddishkeit, shows them that he's right. He's really right. Bechinas Aye, where is Hashem? He's able to bring them to such a point where they realize that they have to first start searching for Hashem with all their knowledge, with all their mitzvahs even. Ulehepech, ledore mato, and to those people who are on a low level, Bechinas maloi choloretz kevoidoi, that tzaddik is able to show them that Hashem's kovoid is everywhere, including all the way down there where you are. Bechinas hokitzu varanenu shoich neofor, wake up and sing, you who are lying in the dirt. Ve'ikre he'oras halulov, shibechinas hatzaddik, hulohoyer bedore mato, bechinas maloi choloretz kevoidoi. And between the two, which is more important? Which is a greater avoid of the tzaddik? Which is the more important? That he should be teaching the dore malo or the dore mato? Rav Nosson Zal says the ikr is lohoyer bedore mato, to show those people who are on a very low level to be able to communicate to them maloi choloretz kevoidoi, that Hashem is everywhere. Hashem is with you. You can do tshuva. You can connect with Hashem whenever you want, and etc.